Welcome to the Sinister Sanctum. Get off of me!
What? What? Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
I don't know what's worse, the pathetic cuddling or the obnoxious snoring.
Don't tell anyone about the cuddling. And maybe I won't tell anyone about the weird shit you say in your sleep.
Well, maybe I won't tell Ophelia about your little rendezvous with Lana while everyone was asleep.
How do you know about Ophelia? I didn't even tell you I have a girlfriend.
I am a god amongst men. I am a master. I see all.
Please! Please, please, don't tell her!
You are still touching me!
Oh, I am.
Just get dressed. We have work to do. William, we have a mystery to solve.
I don't think I've ever seen you this serious before.
The future speaks, and the outcome of our endeavors here will be dark and unfortunate.
Just tell me.
Absolutely not. Just know there is something fishy going on here.
Just as I thought you were being more serious about this.
Well, it isn't a dark outcome for us. By the way, how was it with Lana?
She's amazing. It was absolutely wonderful.
You know, she cast a spell on you to seduce you, right? I just hope you didn't get her pregnant, because I don't think you should be breeding anytime soon, William.
Well, we didn't do anything that she could get pregnant from.
Do you even know how merwomen get pregnant?
Actually, no, I don't.
They give birth from their mouth.
Fuck.
Man, I can't imagine what your mermaid kids are going to be like.
Kids?
Well, they usually give birth to a few at a time. Why do you think Bob has so many wives? He has like 34 and probably a lot more laying around somewhere in the back.
You mean to tell me that Bob's wives are also his daughters? What do you mean, in the back?
Yeah, some of them are stillbirths. You can't expect a human and mermaid conceiving a child to go completely right every time. Mixing the genetics of a fishwoman thing with a human, it's pretty taboo. Sick, isn't it?
Isn't sleeping with your daughters taboo as well? I think I'm gonna be sick.
That's probably why Lana has three nipples.
I thought that was the case with all mermaids.
No, your kids are gonna be weird. You're already a wiggly man. Like a wiggly, wiggly, wiggly man. You kinda look like a fish already. Almost like a fish flopping around on shore, just looking for water. I think you breathe from your mouth as well. You just kinda talk and breathe like a fish. Spineless little jellyfish man. I think it's going to be a perfect fit, though. Your kid is going to look weird, but it's going to look right. Like, as right as abominations go.
Grigori, do you understand the implications involved?
Yeah, actually I do, and it's really quite funny to
Please be serious about this. I am freaking the fuck out. I may have to pay child support or be involved in a custody battle. Shut the fuck up. I may have to remain in this swamp with Bob. The mud, the sharks, the mosquitoes for the rest of my fucking life.
First of all, we call them mer people. But they aren't really people. They don't actually have rights, so you don't have to worry about that. Second, why would you want custody of those little freaks of nature anyway? Third, you're right to be afraid of living here with Bob. Keeping Lana in your bathtub would be a better living arrangement than that. Not to mention that Bob will kill you and your offspring when he finds out that you knocked up Lana.
I got it. What about an abortion? We can find some back alley doctor with a coat hanger or however it works. But please help me, Grigori.
No one can help you with this one, and you don't want me helping you with this. And abortion? Have you no shame, William? Now I know what kind of person you are. You're kind of sick fuck, aren't you? You think you know someone, and then they come out spouting all kinds of awful.
You gotta be kidding me. You're kidding, right?
Everything will be fine. We have more important things to worry about than this. Stop freaking out and focus. I promise that there are no consequences for these mistakes you have made. Are you good?
Yeah. Okay, no. I'm cool. Cool as a cucumber. You're cool as can be. Yeah. Real fucking cool.
Yeah. Great.
So, if you don't mind me asking, who was Lana talking about, anyway?
What do you mean? Based on what you were saying about the time you two had together, her mouth was pretty full.
Stop! You know very well that's not how it went.
Well, I wouldn't put any weight into what she said, considering her speech was probably gargled at the time.
Stop! Grigori, she said that your daughter died a couple of days ago. But I was with you?
You are crossing the line, William.
You know everything about me, and I don't know anything about you. Quite frankly, the entirety of your existence doesn't make any sense to me. We all need friends, Grigori.
You don't need to know anything about me I don't tell you. You are an employee, a worker, a servant. You barely matter.
You are just as lost as the rest of us.
You're fucking with me, right? Keep it together. Do you think maybe we are in a dangerous situation and the last thing we should be doing is getting emotional about our personal shit? I think that maybe, just maybe, we should focus.
Okay, whatever. Just don't say I didn't try.
You're such a fucking joke. There is no way you could possibly understand, so just listen to me and follow my lead. Tell me you have it together. Tell me you have it together, William.
Okay. Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. So right now we're looking for the murder weapon. I bet you it's a murder axe.
Murder axe? The term murder axe sounds a little redundant, doesn't it?
Not really. I don't know about your experience with axes, but they should not always be used to behead the innocent. You're a pretty dark guy. I'm surprised. I kind of like it.
I mean, given the context of the situation, calling it a murder axe is redundant.
But this axe has been used to murder 43 people.
How do you know this without even seeing the axe?
I can see the tortured and lost spirits of the victims that have been murdered by this axe. They're reaching out to me, trying to communicate, and none of them have heads.
How do you know it was an axe? Did they tell you?
No, they can't speak. I know it's an axe based on my experience with axe-inflicted decapitations.
So ghosts can't speak? They can't tell you who killed them?
Ghosts can speak, but these cannot. They don't have heads. I just told you that. They don't have heads. How would they be able to speak without a head? I think the murderer knew that I never learned sign language. One of them is trying, but I cannot make anything out. I said I don't know sign language. Stop it. I don't know sign language. Man, these lost spirits are a little upsetting, but mostly just really annoying.
Why are we even looking for the axe if we know it was an axe and they aren't really lost, are they? We know where they are and it sounds like they know where they are. They must have some sense if they learn sign language just to speak with you. Just sounds like they are more tragically confused than anything.
I
think we need the axe for proof before we accuse someone of murder. And by lost, I mean they aren't supposed to be stuck here. No one deserves to be stuck with Bob. They should be able to move on somewhere else.
Where should they be?
I have no idea, but just not here.
Well, why do we need to find the remains if we know for a fact that they are murdered?
I don't know. I just figured that's something we should figure out.
Maybe so we can give them a proper burial? So they can find peace and move on?
William, they aren't looking for a burial. They're out for blood. Don't freak out on me, William. But Bob is probably the murderer.
That's a little obvious.
Good point, but I think that they have also been eating their victims. Basically, we're going to have to kill Bob. It's the only way that these kind of lost souls will be able to move on.
If they have been eating their victims, does that mean our breakfast was made out of people?
Absolutely.
You could have told me.
Really? I don't approve, but human is pretty good if you get the chance to accidentally eat one.
What kind of creature are you? If we know that Bob murdered those poor folks with an axe, then what are we trying to solve?
What am I thinking? There's nothing left to solve. I'm a little lost in my old age. I've been doing this detective work for hundreds of years, but it seems like, at this point, I just know it all without any of the fun. If I'm being honest, William, I kind of just wanted to make this fun for you. Almost like a little present to show you my appreciation.
100 years, he says. Or maybe all the Drano and tequila you drink every day. That stuff can't be good for you either.
It's not easy knowing everything all the time, William.
So you pretty much know exactly the result of everything.
Well, kind of. Everyone has their good days and everyone has their bad days. It took me a little time after we got here to sense the true nature of Swamp Bob's motives. He's usually a pretty great guy. Except that one time he stabbed me. Wait, did he stab me yet?
Now you have really charming friends, you know that?
Well, you haven't even asked me how I know all of this.
How do you know all this?
I know all, and I see all.
Of course you do.
I am a wondrous entity from the stars.
The stars?
The stars. We are all born of the stars, and we will die of the stars. But I am from a better star.
Oh, and what star is that?
You know the one, that one that makes you awe at its glorious presence.
Wait, I know you mean the sun.
No, the nicer one.
I am really not convinced here.
Just know it's great. Just know that the sight of it alone encompasses your mind and
would
drive you insane.
Well, it's not my fault you don't know anything about the solar system.
I think you're lying.
But you don't know if I'm lying.
So, you are lying or just fucking with me?
Maybe.
That's not really a response.
Let's get this over with. You're boring me.
Okay, so what's the plan?
Plan?
We are literally about to walk into a murderer's house, and he may know that we both know what bad business he has been up to. And you don't have a plan?
Yes, of course I have a plan.
Wait, does he know that we know?
Know what?
Really?
Yeah, he knows.
He isn't the type to lay traps, is he?
Yeah, he definitely is.
And you don't have a plan?
Calm down, I said I have a plan.
I know you don't have a plan, just like you didn't have a good plan for any of this. I'm going to die here. Wait, am I gonna die here?
Do you really want to know?
Yes.
And spoil the ending?
The ending of what? Why do you have to treat everything like a sick game? Just tell me!
I'm pretty sure Bob doesn't kill you.
Comforting. Really comforting.
We are going in that door and finishing this either way. Now, whatever you do, do not eat anything he serves us.
Don't worry, there's no danger of that.
Okay, ready?
No, absolutely not. You haven't told me the plan.
Just don't eat the food and follow my lead.
What lead? Wait, don't.
Follow me. Just follow me. Hey, Bob.
You two been out there for quite a long while now. You must have found some way of getting that kayaking cunt away from my swamp.
You know as well as I know that it isn't always that easy, Bob. I just have no way of communicating with her. Some monster chopped her head off with an axe. As you know, I don't know sign language.
An axe, you say? Maybe if you spent half as much of your time working your magic to banish that unholy apparition as you are socializing, it would be gone by now. I know how much you like them dead women, but I was hoping you would separate your business from pleasure.
Dead women, Grigori?
Nothing. Bob, I swear that's not the case. It's just that it's a lot easier to get rid of a ghost when they want to go.
Well, you're better than that, Grigori. Why don't you just have a seat? I ate some food. Maybe that will help you refocus your thoughts.
A capital idea. You know, I think you're onto something there.
You too, Chapstick.
Oh. Okay.
This is delicious. You have really outdone yourself this time, Bob.
Thank you, Grigori. That means a lot coming from you. Ain't you gonna eat, Chap Lips? Skinny boy like you needs to eat. I feel a little disrespected. You don't want to be on my bad side, Chapstick.
Yeah, William, eat something. Don't be impolite.
Really, Grigori? After what we just talked about?
What y'all talk about?
Nothing, just...
It's just that I was telling Grigori how upset my stomach was earlier.
Who knows? It might make your stomach feel better.
Yay!
Wait, Bob, why aren't you eating?
Well, I already ate.
More for me, I guess.
Oh my God, Grigori. Oh. Grigori, what is it? Are you okay?
Really, Bob? Poison? That almost hurts my feelings. And I'm also very disappointed at your stupidity. Even someone as incompetent as you should know firsthand the extent of my powers.
Oh, thank God.
God damn it, Grigori. I bet you don't go one day, one single day, without being a pain in the ass.
You're not wrong about that.
Not the best time, William.
Well, no matter. That poison don't kill you. I reckon you'll have a hard time doing much without a head.
See, William? I told you he had a murder axe. I told you!
Okay, just watch out. He's getting closer and closer with every swing.
You act like I can't see him swinging at me right in front of me right
now. Just be careful.
Well, you could be helping.
Why don't you just sit still, Grigori?
Because you were swinging an axe at me, I thought that it went without saying that I don't want that to happen.
Here goes nothing.
My fine china. My table. What have you done?
Nice, William. All I needed was a distraction.
All that knife is going to do is make me angry, Grigori.
Oh, it's more than just a knife. Watch this, William. You're gonna really think this is cool.
Give me your best shot, you little twerp. It's just but a pinch.
Looks like you finally got me, Bob.
Oh my God. You're gonna bleed out, Gregory?
I'll be fine. Just give me a moment to rest. But let me rest.
Your organs are spilling out.
It'll be fine. It's really just a scratch. It'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. You'll be all right. Your next little stick, boy.
Wait for it, William. Wait for it. Wait for it.
What the fuck? That's so gross.
That little knife causes instant necrosis.
Oh my God. That is horrible.
I told you it would be cool.
Well, what about you?
I think I'm fine now. I will need another shirt, though.
What the fuck? Your intestines were literally hanging out, and now you're fine.
Well, it wasn't all fun. I did have to push them back up in there, you know?
You know very well that isn't normal.
I wasn't gonna say anything, but I have this weird condition where, to my knowledge, I can't die.
Well, lucky you.
I think we should get going before his wives catch wind of what just happened.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good idea.
This episode of The Sinister Sanctum is a production of the Inner Ear Itch podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Inner Ear Itch Pod and on Facebook at facebook.com/InnerEarItchPod. And a special thanks to Plague 9 for providing their music for this episode.